So another Friday means MasterChef Canada was on last night, and we're joined by the person who unfortunately was sent home, Alicia Sood. Congratulations on making the top nine, though, Alicia. That's fantastic.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Now, you know, watching the episode back last night, how do you feel watching yourself on TV?
It's quite interesting. It makes me nervous, you know, because you just don't know how you're going to be portrayed, and you don't know, you know, what's going to go on. I mean, you know what happens, but at the end of the day, you don't know how it's going to be portrayed on television. So it's a little bit nerve-wracking. I can't even lie.
Now, going up against, you know, with the judges, was there a lot that they said and the feedback that they give you that doesn't really get shown in those scenes where, you know, they're tasting the food and talking to you?
I mean, like, it's an hour show, so there's only so much they can show, right?
Right.
So, but, I mean, it's an hour show.
Right. Now, what would you do differently if you got a second go at it?
Honestly, I would not put an egg in the pastry that I made. And I don't think I'm going to eat eggs for a long time. And that's pretty much what I would do differently.
So has it kind of put you off eggs a little bit, like you're kind of bitter about the eggs?
Yeah, I'm just not into them anymore. Like, I'm just not into them.
I think you have a pretty legit reason for that. So, you know, going forward, what are your plans now? You going to want to continue on, you know, in the food side still?
Oh, definitely. Being on the show inspired me, you know, to kind of go towards my true calling, which is being in the culinary field. So now I'm going to culinary school, and I'm just really glad to be around the thing that I love to do most, and that's just cook and feed people.
Now, I know it was said that you wanted to open a restaurant and do a cookbook. Where do those rank on your, you know, next step or, you know, future steps for your goals?
It's definitely something that I want in the future. I first want to build a solid foundation in terms of my technique and just in terms of building connections and just experience. And it's something that's going to happen in the near future, but I still want to build a solid foundation within myself just to make sure that when I do have that endeavor, it's going to be perfect and spot on.
So what would you say you took away the most from this? Like that you learned either in a technique or a different way to use a different spice or a different flavor? Is there anything in particular you took away?
The thing that I took away the most is that in this field of the food world is that I'm never going to stop learning. I'm never going to stop learning just basically new things. And I have to be humble in this field and have to always be willing to learn and just experience new things.
Did you find that going from makeup artist to food artist, so to speak, was an easy-ish transition? Like, is there a lot of similarities, or is it a completely different thing?
No, there's a lot of similarities. You know, whether it's blending makeup or blending flavors, that's definitely what I'm into. So it was very easy, you know, just being an artist in general. Like, I paint, I draw. So just all these things within the arts are kind of intertwined and interconnected within each other. So it's kind of easy to kind of cross over.
Perfect. So now if you had one thing that you would tell people that are watching that, you know, they want to stop making French fries and chicken nuggets for their family every night, they want to do something different, what would be your advice to them?
Making fresh food is really easy and simple. You just need a few ingredients, and you just need to love to eat food to make great food. And just, you should serve what makes you feel good, you know, as opposed to what's easy.
Perfect. Well, you know what? I appreciate you taking some time this morning. Congratulations on top nine. That's fantastic. And good luck going forward with culinary school and opening up the restaurant and all that.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It really means a lot. Thank you.